This is Mark Strassman, reporter with Broadband Over Powerline World. We're about to speak to Dave Sumner, who is the CEO of the ARRL. Welcome back to Broadband Over Powerline World.
Thank you, Mark. It's always a pleasure to talk to you.
We're going to just speak briefly today about two cases of RFI, an update on what's happening at the FCC, and some personal news about you as a panelist. What's going on in Texas with the AARL and RFI?
It's ARRL. What happened is that on Tuesday this week, we filed a complaint with the FCC on an operation in Irving, Texas, by TXU, the utility there, and the Amperion Corporation.
Okay.
They have an unresolved interference complaint dating back to November 2004, where there's been no satisfaction at all from the operators of the VPL system. So we've taken that complaint to the FCC, and the complaint documents not only the interference, but the fact that the emission is well above the absolute limit that the FCC sets in Part 15.
Okay, it says in the press release that people will be linked to from this this page that Ed Hare went out there and tested it?
Yes, he did. He went out personally.
Okay, and who is he and what did he find briefly?
Ed is our laboratory manager.
Right.
He went out on October 29th
right.
to do his measurements. But we continued to hope that some relief would be forthcoming from the system operators. But when that, as of about a week ago, still hadn't materialized, we went to the FCC with a complaint.
Okay, and TXU is the operator?
Yes.
And Amperion makes the system?
Yes.
Okay. Now, there's also been an ongoing problem in New York, right around where Bill Clinton lives, I think.
Well, it's in Briarcliff Manor.
Right.
A little west of there, I think.
Okay. And who's the system operator? Or who's the equipment manufacturer there?
Well, in Briarcliff Manor, the hardware is from the Ambient Corporation.
Right.
And the operator is Con Ed.
Okay. And what is this sort of a new problem, a continuation of an old problem? What's the status there?
This is a problem that dates back a year. A year ago,
right.
On March 23rd, 2004, Wall Street Journal ran a front-page article
right.
in which its reporter went to the site, heard the interference for himself.
Right.
And our complaint, which we filed today, is that the interference is still there.
Right. Okay.
Now, there's been a little shifting here and there of frequencies. Ambient has tried to kind of play a shell game where if we file a complaint about one location,
right.
they will reduce the level on that frequency at that location.
Right.
But then it'll pop up somewhere else, kind of like whack-a-mole.
Yes, okay. And so the problem is that they haven't responded adequately or resolved it to your satisfaction?
They have not resolved it. And our problem with the FCC on this one is that in this case, this is the third time
right.
we have gone to the FCC documenting interference, asking them that they terminate the operation of the system.
Okay, and that's a nice segue into the FCC. Michael Powell has left the FCC. Kevin Martin's been promoted to be the chair of the FCC. Do you expect this is going to make any difference in the speed and effectiveness with which your RFI complaints are resolved by the FCC?
Well, we're very hopeful. And the reason that we're hopeful is that last July I met personally with Commissioner Martin.
Right.
And we laid out the problem of interference.
Right.
And he expressed a lot of concern about it. He also repeated that concern in the statement that he issued at the time the FCC adopted the BPL regulations back on October 14th.
So it'd be fair to say that you're more hopeful now than you were before?
We are delighted that the head cheerleader at the FCC for BPL is gone. We are quite hopeful based on Commissioner Martin's statements up to now. In fact, I have a statement right in front of me.
Right.
Speaking specifically of amateur
right.
operators, he says, I take these concerns as well as the other concerns expressed about BPL systems causing interference very seriously. I am confident that the Commission will continue to monitor these concerns and will take steps where needed to address interference problems going forward.
Okay, is the ARRL going to be endorsing him or supporting him in testimony? When does he have to be certified by the Senate? Does he have to be approved by the Senate? Do you know?
No, he does not have to be confirmed. He's already on the
Commission. He's already on the Commission, so he's just promoted. Okay.
He is the designation by the President is all that's
okay.
Required.
Okay. Finally, you're going to be on a panel discussion at Columbia University tomorrow. What's up with that?
The Columbia Institute for Teleinformation.
Right.
It's a very fine organization that has done a lot of work on telecommunications issues. I was asked to appear on a panel talking about alternative broadband platforms.
Right.
And specifically to talk about the business consequences of the seemingly insoluble interference problem that BPL faces.
Right. I've been doing a few interviews with people from TelcoNet who have something called Plug Plus, which is an in-building broadband over electric wires solution. Are you very familiar with that, and do you exempt that from the criticisms that you've been making about broadband over power line, which sends the Internet the last mile?
Well, our principal concern is medium voltage overhead lines.
Right. Because when I talked to the people at TelcoNet, they said specifically, I asked them specifically, answered specifically, they said people can run their ham radio operations from their houses and have what they call PLC, power line communication, within the house or the building, and there's no problem. Do you know whether that's true from your point of view?
I haven't seen it demonstrated. The in-house systems give us somewhat less concern than the access BPL systems, but I would need to see exactly what they're talking about. I'd be delighted to see it.
Okay, I'll send you a link to the interviews, and we can maybe get you two together and talk about things and see how that might be resolved in the future. So thank you very much. Good luck at the panel tomorrow. Maybe we can talk about that after you're done. We find out what happened there.
Thank you. It should be fun.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Mark.
Right.